March 81, the musical Woman of the Year opens at the Palace Theater in New York City for 770 performances. One of the tunes from the cast recording is sung by Harry Gardino.
Artie's Time Warp.
Sometimes a day goes by, one whole entire day, when I don't think of her. 24 hours pass, I look around and find that I haven't thought of her, not even when I'm somewhere we used to go, not even if that someone we used to know. It's hardly every day, it's most unusual, in fact, I can't remember when, but sometimes a day goes by when I don't think of her till morning comes, and then there she is again.
I'll see you should have stayed. Well, look, guys, it's 3:45. That's right, I can't think anymore. Look, 23, 24, 50, my fortune is made. Good night, Sam.
Night, Pinky.
Night, Sam.
I'm sorry, guys. I'll see you, huh?
Right, Sam. Night.
Night, Abbott.
Artie's Time Warp, the soundtrack of your life.
Sports in March of 81, 7,500 runners vie in the first London Marathon. Johnny Mize and Rube Foster are elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And the Buffalo Sabres set an NHL record with 9 goals in one period against Toronto.
Extended album versions so you can listen longer. Artie's Time Warp.
Don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building them castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I.
Just
Artie's Time Warp. Pop music with a twist of history.
There's nothing else like it, and we're scrounging up all the music and news events from our feature month.
March 1981.
In March of 81, DeWitt Wallace, co-founder of Reader's Digest in 1922, dies at age 91. The price of a first-class stamp in the U.S. is raised to 18 cents. And at the People's Choice Awards, Clint Eastwood, Jane Fonda, and Goldie Hawn win promotion pictures, while Alan Alda and Carol Burnett are honored for TV. And on the radio, it's Blondie with yet another single from their Auto American LP.
Girl,
tell me what you listen to, and I'll tell you who you are. Tiffany DiBartolo from her book, How to Kill a Rock Star. You can enjoy any and all of our past editions of the show by logging on to artiestimewarp.com and clicking on the treasure chest. We're working on another edition right now, as always, to add into the mix. Deb Reese and Harry Schuster lend their captivating voices to the show. Jim Ayers is our writer-producer behind the scenes. And that puts the kibosh on our feature month.
And that's the way it is, March 1981.
I'm Artemis Good. Until you and I can meld our musical minds once again on the same frequency, I'm trusting you to stay warped.